Go out. Well done, guys. There's so many. What a great church. It's so good to be with you today. Thank you for your hospitality. That was amazing. Let's give the team a round of applause as well, because the food was really good. Though, just so you know, next time I'm a vegetarian, just a side note, so just thought I'd say that. well, I'm Dan. I thought I'd start with a very, very special message from a very, very special person. I know that you've been missing them a lot, and so this morning I sent the Reverends Simon and Louise Moore a message and asked them to send a photo and write a message for us. I actually asked them to make a video, but I don't think Simon knows how to use a mobile phone. So here's a photo. And this is them eating just bacon. Apparently that's what you do up north. You just eat meat. And this is a message from them. Hi, Dan. Oh, I thought it was for you guys. Have a great morning with the wonderful St. Paul's family. Pray God speaks and you are greatly encouraged by today. And it says, by the way, Dan is really nice. Well, I'll let you be the judge of that. Yeah, that's love and prayers, Simon and Louise. So that's a message from them. And just to say, I love this church. I think it's amazing. I've been a few times, and I think just in location, but also in welcome, you guys are amazing. When we talk about hospitality today, you are a church that is hospitable. So I'm kind of preaching to the converted in many ways. I'm not an expert, and I don't claim to be an expert. I remember a deanery event here about 6 to 8 months ago. Hands up who was at the deanery event here when Bishop Richard came. And you know what it was? As I looked around, I knew which people were from St. Paul's for two reasons. The first reason was that you were slightly younger than everyone else in the room. but the second reason was you were really, really friendly. You were looking up, you were smiling. You could spot who the people from St. Paul's were. So before we start today, it's worth just saying that you are a hospitable church. You guys kind of get this stuff. But we're going to kind of go on a bit of a journey together. Just a little bit about me. I'm what's called a pioneer minister in the Church of England. It's a bit of a strange title, but I'm ordained as a priest. And I have a special kind of role, which is around pioneering and starting new expressions of church. So this is a picture of my wife that will come up on the screen. So me and there we are, getting married 10 years ago. That's lovely, isn't it? No, different response for you lot. not the one behind, the one in the white dress is my wife, by the way. We planted the Hub Church 7 years ago, and really what it was about was we noticed that our friends weren't going to church. We loved the churches we were part of. We thought there were some really great churches in Hitchin. But we noticed our friends weren't going, and there was this real poverty of community, and a poverty of hospitality, actually. We went around someone's house, and they said to us, sorry, someone came to our house for dinner, and they said to us, we've lived in Hitchin for 2 years, and we've never been in someone else's house. And it really shocked me, and I thought that's something in the church that we do really, really well. We have people around for dinner. We kind of have community together. So we started the Hub Church. It's been the hardest thing I've ever done, but it's been an amazing journey, and Helen is part of that journey, so we're going to hear her story in a few moments. So today we're talking about hospitality. The way today is going to kind of work, and I'm going to invite Claire up just in a few seconds as well to say what she's going to do in the afternoon. We're here for the morning. We're going to do something called Lectio Divina together today. As I said, you guys are the experts on hospitality. So I don't just want to stand and say a lot of stuff. I'm going to get you to do some work. So there's going to be a bit of Bible study around your tables, and I'll explain a little bit about that. Before we even speak on the passage, we're going to get you to think about what you think the passage is saying, because sometimes, as much as I hate to say it, us sort of vicars can kind of get in the way of you hearing God. So we don't want to do that. We want to hear what God's wants to say to his people first, and then we're going to share a few thoughts. So we're going to do that firstly on the story of Mary and Martha in the Bible, and then we're going to do it on the story of Lydia and the early church, and Helen's going to speak on that. Helen is brand new to faith. How long have you been a Christian for?
Almost
2 years. 2 years. She's been a Christian for 2 years. So part of our hospitality today would to be a really good listener, so to kind of smile like Paul is now, just smile, lovely, and look, and particularly when Helen's speaking, if you could like lean in, that would be really, really, really helpful. And I'm going to interview Helen in a few moments just so you can get to know her, and then we'll begin. So let's pray again and just have a few moments of quiet as we prepare to hear from our loving Lord. And so, loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for today and this opportunity to come together as a family. And just as we have some time in silence now, we pray for those affected in our country and in countries all around the world by terror. And we pray, Lord, that you would comfort those who mourn. You would comfort those who are in pain. But also, God, we remember in your word that it says we should love our neighbor and pray for those who persecute us. And so we pray now for those that want to spread hate instead of love. And we remember that they too are human. And finally, God, we pray for today, for our time together, pray for a time of fun, a time of community, and an opportunity to hear from your word what you might be saying to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Claire, did you want to just share a little bit about the afternoon, just real quick?
I do, but I've got something else to say first. Can I have 2 minutes? One of the things that we're going to talk about this afternoon is that everyone has a story. Now, Dan has a story, and I have a story, and our story is connected. Because when I was at university, there was a girl on my course who failed and got thrown out. And she had a boyfriend called Roger Carelthy. And Roger wasn't a Christian, and Helen really wanted him to be, and we used to spend time with Roger. We used to call her Holy Helen. Roger became a Christian and was Dan's youth leader, wasn't he? Isn't that amazing? So everyone has a story. So one of the things that we're going to do this afternoon is we're going to get to know each other a bit better. I'm not going to say more than that, but it's going to be fun and it's going to be safe. And then we're going to think about next steps. If we're going to be 1 degree more hospitable, what might that look like? And we've got an idea to share with you. So please stay for that hour because it's going to be fun and you'll know things at the end that you'd never knew before.
Lovely. Claire, I didn't know you were the same age as Roger. That's surprising. That was supposed to be a compliment, but it didn't come out quite right. All right. So I thought, like, just with the theme of hospitality, and I suppose as you answer these questions, as we kind of get to know you a bit, think about how you were made to feel hospitable, is that a word, when you came to church and what that was like and what it felt like being outside the church and coming in, because you were like a proper like atheist, weren't you, when you came. So just say like what you do in the daytime and just a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so yeah, as they've already said, my name is Helen, not Holy Helen, but just normal Helen. In the daytime, I'm a secretary for a real estate company, which is about as exciting as it sounds. And I work in St. Albans. I live in Redbourne, which is a village near St. Albans, which I always have to say after I say Redbourne, because blank faces. But yeah, that's me.
Lovely. And how did you end up coming to the Hub? Like, what was going on in your life? And then, like, why did you come?
So my family are kind of atheist, agnostic, and I had been an atheist for pretty much most of my life until I was about 26, 27, and then I was leaning more agnostic. And I was not happy about leaning agnostic, if I'm honest. It kind of is woolly. It's a bit, well, make a decision. So I looked into this thing called the Alpha Course, and I thought, you know, let's expose myself to Christians and let them have a crack at me. And let's see what happens. And another part of that as well is that I have suffered with depression throughout my life, kind of off and on. And it's not what I thought would happen, but when I did the Alpha Course and I went to the Hub and I met all these people, I found that I was no longer depressed. And I no longer, you know, wanted to die. I very much wanted to live.
Yeah, thanks, Helen. So you came along, and what made you stay? Like, what made you keep coming back?
I always kind of thought of Christians as kind of hypocrites. Kind of, they don't really actually care about anyone. It's just like, it's all words. But then I went to the hub and I met these Christians, and they were normal. They were just like normal people. I was amazed. I was like, wow, most of them were normal. But they had something extra about them. They were youth workers, and they were social workers, or they worked in a bar, but actually they spent 2 days a week in a soup kitchen. Or they just invited me out, like we just met, and they invited me out for coffee with them or to go for a drink. And I was like, what do you want? Suspicious. But no, they were just really nice, and they had this something extra about them that I kind of wanted as well.
Yeah. Thanks. So what happened next with you? You kind of came on Alpha. You told me before you described yourself as a backsliding atheist. Is that right? Yeah. So you completely backslid. So what happened after that? You got into God and stuff? Did you?
Yeah, you know, just got a bit into God. I did the Alpha course. I started coming to the Hub Church. I was, don't want to sugarcoat it, but before I was doing Alpha, I was thinking about killing myself. I was making plans to do so. And by the end of Alpha, I looked back at the person I was before Alpha, and I was like, that is ridiculous and horrific that you were planning on doing that. I can't imagine doing that now. It just seems the furthest thing from my mind. So I found that I loved life now, and that I wanted to stick around, and I went to the Hub, got baptized, which is a very big deal when your family are all agnostics. It's like, so we're just going to go, and they're going to dunk me in water, and I'm a Christian now, sorry. My dad was very particular about not getting his kids baptized, just for his 30-year-old daughter to go and do it herself anyway. So that was a big deal, and it was great as well.
And finally, what's next? Like, what are you doing now? What's going on?
Well, I don't do things by half, so I'm on the kind of ordination track at the moment. So I'm hoping to be the quickest conversion to priest in the country, but I've probably already been beaten by someone else somewhere, I'm sure. I'm studying theology, and I'm hoping to become a priest like Dan.
Hopefully not like me. As a side note, I think St. Paul was probably the fastest conversion. Yeah, give a round of applause. Yeah, amazing, amazing. See, these guys are so hospitable. So that's Helen's story. And like Claire said, we all have a story to share, and you're going to get a chance to share your stories later. But just to get you used to talking to each other, one of our values at the Hub Church is to create debate. We don't just want the person at the front to be talking all the time. We want people to chat in groups, and you're sitting in such a way that you can have those conversations. So just go for it. And one rule, and this is for people like me, like, don't one person talk the whole time, because that's a bit awkward, and try not to be that person. But just pick out, just from Helen's story, the little bits of hospitality. How was she made to feel welcome? And what did hospitality look like in that story? And you've got 5 minutes to do that. So just with the people on your table, turn to them and say, hi, how are you today? And then just discuss, how was Helen made to feel hospitable? How was, whatever.
Welcome.
If the same person's still talking, then you might want to swap. Just if the same person's talking, swap. All right. 35 seconds. And when you're done, just look back at me and smile. There we go. They're ready over there. Lovely. There's someone still talking at the back who actually goes to the Hub Church, which is why he's still talking. So when you're ready, just look at me and smile sweetly. Oh, it's fantastic. What a great church this is. We're going to get straight in. The first story we're going to look at today is Mary and Martha. And I think there are so many layers. I'm not going to say too much because I don't want to ruin it. But I think there's so many layers in this story when we think about this word hospitality. So you need to turn to Luke chapter 10. I know you know where it is in the Bible, but I thought I'd just tell you, just in case you didn't. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. It's great here at the Hub. They don't use like real Bibles, and I think we should. They're all on their phones and stuff and probably playing Angry Birds. But here, so Luke 10, 38 to 42. Luke 10, 38 to 42. So have that turned up in your Bibles. And we're going to do something called Lectio Divina. So we're going to read it together corporately. Then you're going to read it on your own. Often, when we read our Bibles, I don't know about you, but I'll often read the Bible in the morning, and I'll kind of just bang it out and get it done. And I'll get to the end of a quiet time, or I know you all do a quiet time every day, but I get to the end of a quiet time, and I think, I'm not sure I remember anything I just read in the Bible. So Lectio Divina literally means divine reading. And what we're going to do with the two passages we look at today, we're going to read them a number of times and allow the passages to speak to us by God through you. I think that was theologically correct. So Luke 10, 38 to 42. Helen, why don't you read it to us, actually? That'd be nice.
Sure. Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her.
Lovely. If we can click to the next slide, that would be amazing. So what you're going to do now is read it through again, slowly, just on your own, in silence. Read the passage through on your own, in your Bibles, in silence, and then I'll explain what we're going to do next. So read the passage through again, and just try and take it in. Just look up when you're done. All right. I'm going to get you to read the passage again one more time, but this time you're going to pick out one word or short phrase. Now, just to say that again, clearly, one word or short phrase that jumps out at you. Again, what this is about is trying to hear from the whole group. If you don't want to share with the group, you can just say pass and listen to what other people are saying. But the idea behind this is that we might notice themes, but also we notice how different people might interpret Scripture and how God might speak to different people through Scripture. So you're going to pick out one word or one phrase. The bishop does this sort of thing a lot. So if you like doing this, this is what the bishop loves, this kind of Bible study. Bishop Michael, that is. So one word or phrase that jumps out at you this time when you read it, and then you're just going to go around in the group, share that, and then you're going to read it again one more time. So you'd have read it four times by now, and then you're going to have a little explanation. Why did you pick that word? So do that now. Read it through one more time. Pick out one word or phrase, and then someone really brave say, okay, let's start, and go around and share your word or phrase in that group. Thanks.